Thank you, Brother Lewis. I have expressed several times other people, and I'm not ashamed to say it in the presence of Brother Lewis. The more I'm with him, the more I appreciate him. And the more he's with me, the more he has to put up with and toleration. But I appreciate his toleration, and I appreciate his friendship and his ministry here. I am impressed to talk to you just a minute before I introduce Brother Sergei. The 11th chapter of the Gospel of John. There's a verse of scripture there that every little boy, vacation Bible school, Sunday school boy, girl, it's the first verse of scripture we probably all memorized. Shortest verse in the Bible. But it's pregnant with meaning to us. Jesus wept. Eternal God, creator of heaven and earth, who could call legions of angels, who could tell the wind stop blowing, comes to the grave funeral service of man that he loved. Of course, he wasn't the only one that he loved, but it was one that he did love. We're told that. And he is impressed with the weeping of Mary and Martha and the friends of Lazarus. And it says to us there in that 11th verse, when he saw them weeping, the Jews, Mary and Martha, he wept. It's called sympathizing tears. Sister Wims and I have a very special relationship. Many years ago, I fell and broke my wrist and my elbow. Some of you remember when I was here in the older building and came and preached to you and had an external frame in my arm. Sister Wims had a broken wrist. I don't remember what year that was, but her and I became special friends, and we would talk to each other and say, how's your arm, how's your wrist, so forth. Sympathizing. But I've learned another word. It's a newer word. It's the word empathizing. To empathize with someone, you can really directly relate to them. She is not just a sympathizing sister. She is an empathizing sister. Jesus Christ is an empathizing Savior. He not only was made to be flesh, that he might be a proper redeemer, but that he might also be a proper high priest, because it was required of the priest that he might be able to express compassion. Hebrews says, on the ignorant. Well, that just means that people don't know what to do, direction, and those who were afflicted. Jesus Christ is our great high priest who is touched with the feelings of all of our illnesses, afflictions, pains, discouragements, anguishes, whatever they may be. He has touched the feeling of our infirmities. I like that song, Does Jesus Care? Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. There are times when you will go to prayer. You young people don't understand this, but as you go through life, there comes some times in your life. There are some pains and some troubles and some issues. You just don't know who you can talk to, who you can share it with, who you can go to. then you finally go to the one you should have gone to at first. You go to Jesus. And you just pour your heart out to it. It's a wonderful verse in Romans, the 8th chapter. You've not received the spirit of bondage, but the spirit of adoption, whereby you cry. What's the word? Can someone tell me what the words are? Abba. Abba. Papa, Father. That's not sacrilegious. That's affection. My children, especially my girls, used to crawl up on my lap. Daddy, whoo. I'd start melting right real quick. Because whatever they wanted, they were probably going to get. And there are times when you just have to, as it were, crawl up on the lap of Jesus, your heavenly Father, and weep. And weep. But he knows. Hebrews chapter 2 is a verse that really will tell you how much he knows. I'm preaching through the book of Hebrews. I'm not going to do that tonight. But I just want to read a verse to you. Verse 18, Hebrews 2. For in that he himself hath suffered, the God-man, the eternal God, the eternal Son of God, became man, took upon him human nature, without sin, but yet with all of its frailties. He got tired, thirsty, weary, hungry. All those things. He suffered, being, and the word in your King James is tempted, and that doesn't have the exact meaning. It means tested, tried, tested. We know about the temptation in the garden, but there are other times when he was tried different ways. He is able. And you ought to circle that, those two, three words. He is able. There's a song that in other books that we used to sing, our God is able. He is able to deliver. He is able to deliver thee. You forget sometimes how able he is. He's the mighty God. He's the sovereign God. He works and none can hinder. He can do things when there is no hope. Mary and Martha thought there was no hope. And he could sympathize with them in their tears. But he knew what he was going to do, and yet he wept, sympathizing with them. And he is able, and there's a word that is not very common to us today, but it's an old English word, to succor. And mothers know what that is. You just take that child up on your lap, and you hold it close to your bosom. And you mothers know, and you who have been there, know how sweet it is to crawl up on mother's lap and she could just hold you in a way that even daddy couldn't do. But you, it means that, to be nourished, to be comforted, to be strengthened, to be helped. He is able to succor. Who? Who? Them that are being tested. You want to know why we go through some of the problems we go through? Not to test you, but to prove you. Why was Abraham tested? God didn't have to find out what kind of faith Abraham had. He was going to demonstrate and prove what kind of faith Abraham had. The Bible will tell you that angels are watching you. The story of Job is a bewildering, bewitching issue, question. Why do the righteous suffer? The end results of Job's suffering was he was blessed doublefold. Well, you may not always necessarily be blessed doublefold the same way that Job was, but one thing you will learn, Job said, I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, and now my eye seeth thee. Wherefore, I abhor myself and repent in sackcloth and ashes. Suffering, testing, trials are to what? To purify our faith and to make us stronger in the Lord. The apostles did not know what kind of man he was until he stilled the waves. They thought the ship was going to sink. They learned, behold, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the waves obey his command. And that's what trials, testings do to us. But in those trials and those testings, we learn the all-sufficiency of the Savior to comfort, to help, to strengthen when nobody else could. Hebrews 7, wherefore he is able to save unto the uttermost. That's not just talking about saving you from sin. It's talking about saving you through all the problems and cares and troubles of life. To save them unto the uttermost, them that come unto God by him, seeing what he ever liveth. The only order of religion that has a living high priest is Christianity. A living, eternal high priest, touched with the feelings of our infirmities, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. May God bless us with those thoughts. Brother Sergei, you come, if you would, please. Brother Sergei Maximov is no new man, new person to most of you here. He is from Kursk, I knew you'd correct me.
Every year. I'm saying information. Kursk.
It's spelled wrong. I want Brother Sergei to I want you to tell him about your family. We have been blessed with a very good trip. Last Wednesday night we were in Jackson, Mississippi. We went Thursday to Nacogdoches, Mississippi, to be there with the Heritage Primitive Baptist Church, Brother John Horner's pastor, and Nacogdoches, Texas. And then Friday, we had a very unusual, wasn't planned thing, but we went to down to a special historical place, church, the first Baptist church established in Texas, and we enjoyed that meeting there in a very special way. And then Saturday we were with the Hopewell Primitive Baptist Church in Winsboro, Texas, where Brother Jimmy Hamrick is the pastor, and there was a good spiritual meeting there. Brother Sergei spoke there. And then Sunday morning we were with the Tyler Primitive Baptist Church, the good folks there, and Brother Sergei spoke there. We've had a good, I checked my mileage of my car, and we traveled about almost 1,600 miles. I don't know if you took some shortcuts back through the backwoods, you might have taken less of that. But anyway, about 1,600 miles round trip, and the Lord gave us a safe trip, a good trip. So Brother Sergei is be here tonight, of course. And then Friday, we're going over to Gadsden, Alabama, to a very special meeting over there that's planned. Sunday morning, Lord's willing, he'll be with us at Mayhew Primitive Baptist Church. And then Tuesday morning, he flies out from Columbus, going back to Baltimore?
No, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, and then back home. And so you be mindful to pray for him this trip. But before he comes, I'm going to tell you some more. Wait just a minute, Sergey. Quit pushing me, Sergey. I want to tell you about Brother Sergey LaTavern, and you have helped the work there at Angars. I think some of you have been, Brother Lewis has been able to show you some pictures of the external wall that he's working on, putting the brick up on that. Brother Sergey LaTavern is a very skilled mason, and he is doing a very thorough, good job. Structure-wise, if you, Brother Jones, you'd love to go look at that building. I'd like to take you over there and let you do some trim work on, you know, woodwork around and so forth. But it's just, Brother Sergey's doing a very thorough, good job. Two-story building in Angars, the original building that they were meeting in. You met the old building, didn't you? Was an old house that was falling in, tilted over, and God has blessed us to be able to get a building up there, new building up. And I want to say how much I appreciate your offering and your help with that church building there in Angars, where Brother LaTavern is the pastor. Spoke to him by FaceTime on, was that what it was on the phone? FaceTime.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Monday.
I had to check me shorts.
No, FaceTime, WhatsApp.
Laptop?
It's program, WhatsApp, it's program.
Okay, whatever. We saw each other. I'm not technical minded. But anyway, talk with Brother Sergey LaTavern and his sweet wife, Cotty, which is Kathy here. She has a heart condition. She's had to have the rhythm of her heart worked on, and she's had two, I guess you would call it surgeries, and the second one seems to be doing well. And they're just sweet, precious people. I wish the time, my wife and I have said it, we've been in those churches over there, we wish it were possible either to pick up a local American congregation and just set you over there, or pick up one of them Russian congregations and just bring them over here and just let you feel, you know, the Christian fellowship. And sometimes we can sit and sing How Great Thou Art, and they sing in Russian and we sing along in English. But it's just so precious. And I want to tell you, there's some saints of God that you'll meet someday in glory that I feel like they're going to put their armed around your neck, some of them from India and some of them from Russia and some other places, and they'll say, thank God for the sacrifice that you made for us over here. I appreciate you helping Brother Lewis to go. I trust that you're going to push him out the door and get him to go in January. There's some others working on him, Brother He and Brother James Taylor, and I appreciate so much Brother Lewis going over. I'm sure that he could tell you a lot of how enjoyable it is to meet with those people. So I want to say those things to you. Brother Sergey, you take over.
Добрый вечер. Рад всех вас видеть. Good evening. I'm glad to see you again. Yeah. Thank you for praying about my baby. For my baby, I have three kids, one daughter, oldest daughter, she's 6 years old, second boy, he 4 years old, and baby, he will be 7 months. Yeah, I know your church pray about my baby. Yeah, now baby good. In July or August, we need make one more ultrasound. Yeah, for diagnostic. And November we need back to hospital in Moscow for diagnostic too. Yeah, doctors, he won't know how kidney feeling good or not. Yeah, I'm hopefully will be okay because God all control. Yeah, Brother Herb, you can help me. Please reading Isaiah chapter 6.
Isaiah 6?
Yeah.
Verses 1 through 11?
No. Why 11?
I'm trying to get the whole chapter.
1 to 5. All chapter 13 verse. Not 11.
We'll read through 13. Isaiah chapter 6 and verses 1 through 5. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. That word twain is an old English word which means with two. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
Thank you, brother. Isaiah prophetess see vision. He see God. God majesty and great and holy. What reactions, Isaiah? How reactions? What reactions, Isaiah? He says, I am undone because I am a man unclean lips. I am all undone. Isaiah see who is God. He can see who I am. Before chapter 6, Isaiah preaching to nations Israel, he spoke about sins of Israel, but he not cry about personal sin. In chapter 6, Isaiah can see holiness God, and he cry. He say, I'm undone. When Isaiah can see personal sin? After, first he see who is God. Second, he see who I am. If we don't understand who is God, we don't understand who I am.
Yeah.
If we don't understand the holiness of God, we don't understand the most important things in the Bible.
Yeah.
Very important. Who is God?
Yeah.
All Testament, God show to Israel's national Israel's who is God.
Yeah.
God teach to Israel's about holiness of God.
Yeah.
If we don't understand holiness of God,
yeah,
we don't understand all Bible.
Yeah. Sure.
Because holiness of God is a basic things in the Bible.
Yes.
If I don't understand holiness of God, I can't understand. I don't understand why Jesus,
yeah,
coming in the earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why Jesus live perfect life.
Yes.
Why Jesus died on the cross in the Calvary. Why Jesus resurrection?
Yeah.
If we don't understand who is God,
yeah,
we don't understand Bible.
Right.
We don't understand true of God. very important. Sometimes people know who is God only intellectual. He reading good books about attribute of God, and he reading, he agree, but only intellect. We need experience of grace. Yeah. Who is God? We need experience knowledge to God. Yeah. Who is God and who I am? Yeah. This is basic things in Bible. Isaiah see God sitting on the throne. God sitting on the throne. What is throne? Throne in the Bible, it's a symbol of power and authority. Power and authority. God sitting on the throne. Brother Herb, you can read Revelation chapter 4.
Revelation 4?
Yeah. English, hard for me, but King James, it's difficult. But he King James, it's a correct Bible. It's a right Bible, right translated. Yeah, translated.
If you're born 1611, King James, no problem to you.
Yeah.
Right, Robert? Excuse me.
Revelation chapter 4.
Verses...
One, two.
Revelation 4, 1, 2. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. The first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you the things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
Isaiah chapter 6 and Revelation chapter 4, we can see throne. It's the same throne. In all world, we have only one throne. Throne, it's power and authority.
Yes.
And this throne, not available. This throne occupied. This throne occupy. God sit down on the throne. Sometimes people don't like doctrines about sovereignty of God. Because God king of king and Lord of the Lord. Human heart rebellion. He don't want obedience to God. And nature don't like doctrines about sovereignty of God. We hate. Sovereignty of God, because we want rulers over life. But in Bible, we can see one throne. God sit down on the throne.
Yeah.
And he rules all in the world. God control all things.
Yeah.
Not free will. People can't, don't have free will. Only God have free will. No human. Only God have free will. People, only creation. God, creator. God sit down on the throne. God is sovereignty. Sovereignty. He have all powers and all authority. God's sovereignty in creations. If we reading book Genesis chapter 1 and 2, we can see how God created this world. When we see to outside, we can see how God created this world. This world very different. Different people. We have different skin color. We have difference our body, tall, short, big, and skinny, yeah, tiny, and Tanya. Yeah, Tanya and Chunky Boy, yeah. Where is difference? Really? If we look on the animals, all animals difference. Giraffe, it's a long neck, yeah, and opossum and turtle, yeah, it's very difference. Who made this difference? Who made this difference? God. Why? Because he creator. He created this world. His sovereignty. We only creations. God sovereignty in rules this world. He rules this world sovereignty, places and removes king. If we read in Bible, we can see God take power from one king and give power to another king. One time he give blessing to Israel kings. Next time he punish Israel kings. He move kings. Why? His sovereignty. If we reading books of Daniel, chapter 2, Daniel chapter 2. And he changed the times and the seasons. He removed kings and seated up kings. He gave wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Why? Because he is God. He is God. God sovereignty in election and predestinations. When we reading Bible, we can see doctrines of elections. First time when I'm hear about doctrines of elections, I disagree doctrines of elections. I don't understand these doctrines. When maybe 5 years later, God opened my eyes, opened my heart for doctrines of elections. God elections people for salvations. God chose us for salvations before foundations of the world. Why? Because he loved us. He loved us from eternity. Why he loved it? Because he is sovereignty. This is enough. He is sovereignty. This is a good answer for all my questions. God is sovereignty. Sometimes we don't understand God's way of the God, yeah. But we need only believe to God. Don't understand. Remember Job? Yeah, Job. Old Testament. Good time, good life, but one day, lot problems for Job lives. He have questions to God. God, why? I'm a good man, I'm obedience man, I'm righteousness man, but why lot problems? Next time God double gift blessing to Job. But we don't know. Knows Job why lot problems. Knows Job about informations in first and second chapter in Job. I don't know. He believed to God. Brother Herb, you can help me reading Daniel chapter 4. Daniel chapter 4, yeah.
I believe I can read it right here.
Chapter 4,
35,
yeah, and 37.
Job 4:35.
No, Daniel.
Daniel 4:35, I'm sorry, Daniel 4:35. And all the inhabitants of the earth Peter does nothing. He doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what dost thou?
37.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead. At the same time, my reason returned unto me, for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor, and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, and all whose works are true, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase.
Babylon kings, Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar name?
Yeah.
In Russian, Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah. Babylon kings, Nebuchadnezzar. He have great experience, knowledge to God, who is God. He's before this word, he 7 years living in the field. Same as animals. Yeah. Animals. Yeah. Why? His heart very pride, too much pride, and God humble to him, humble. And after 7 years, Nebuchadnezzar understand who is God. God is King of kings, King of kings, and Lord of the lords.
Yeah.
I like this text. This text very, very clear speak about sovereignty of God, who is God. And the pagan king of Nebuchadnezzar knows more about God, knows more about attributes of God than modern theologians. Today, modern theologians, he don't believe sovereignty of God. He disagree about Bible teaching sovereignty of God. Pagan kings have good, deep theologian than Christians, professors in the seminary. Back to Isaiah chapter 6. If you read in letter, Isaiah have reactions. Isaiah have correct reactions.
Yeah.
What he make? What he make? He worship to God. Right, correct reactions. Worship to God. If God give to us true, if God open our eyes for true, correct reactions, worship to God. All people in Bible who see, who understand who is God, worship to God. Moses, David, and more and more people. If we go to church, if we go to congregations, go to meeting, yeah, listen sermon, singing songs. If we don't have worship to God in our heart, it's a bad, it's a sad. Isaiah understood who is God, and he worshiped to God. He ready service to God. Next, God say who sent? Preaching these nations, Isaiah, I go. Good reactions, true reactions, correct reactions. What? Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. These reactions, it's true reactions. I don't understand when people go to church service and play band, people dancing. It's not correct. Probably these people don't understand who is God. When Moses, Exodus chapter 3, he bushes fire. Confusing? Yeah, it's terrible. God, he spoke to God. Isaiah, see God, he terrible. True reactions for correct attributes of God. It's a worship to God. We need more and more humble before God. We very pride. We very pride. Sometimes we agree. Yes, I'm pride. But most time we disagree. No, it's okay. It's okay. No problem. This is your opinions. Your opinions. Yeah. It's okay. No problem. But in God knows how humble to us. First, he opened our eyes to Bible. He teach us from Bible. If we understand, he take big wood sticks for disciplines. Yeah, it's a good example for disciplines. If we understand word, we can understand experience. And Nebuchadnezzar, he pride and God humbled to him. 7 years, good lessons, 7 years long, but he understand who is God. God bless you. Thank you. Excuse me for my poor English.
Anyone have any questions you want to ask Brother Sergey? He knows all the answers.
Well, we appreciate that. Brother Sergey, your English gets better every time you come. And so thankful the Lord is blessing your efforts there. And very thankful for the message. Very good, a good teacher. All right. I knew that was coming. Come on, brother.
There is a special project that I would like to ask you to pray about. We have been talking, Brother Lewis and Burst, one of them. We would like to get Brother Sergey on sermon audio, preaching to Russian people. The technology of that, I don't know how to do it. And all the equipment, it's not so expensive equipment to do that. Our church is on sermon audio, and of course I've got some people there at our church that handles all that, and they push a button and tell me to start talking, I start talking. And that, but we need to get some equipment so that Brother Sergey can go on sermon audio. I've talked with the people at sermon audio, and we have already tentatively signed him up on what's called the 3-month program to try to get this going with him when he goes back home. All that's involved, I don't know. It's not a very expensive thing to get started. I think now they're charging $25, $30 a month, I think, for that program. But there's a real need. Brother Sergey is a very capable, sound, Primitive Baptist preacher. Unfortunately, you have to hear him as he speaks in broken English. I've been blessed to hear him through a translator and speak in Russian in Russia. And I know him personally to be
of good character and sound in doctrine. And I'd just like for you to pray about that issue. I don't know all the logistics of it. Brother Lewis and others of you know those things. And so I'd like to ask you to make it a matter of prayer that if it be the will of the Lord, that we might be able to put that together. Thank you, Brother Lewis.